When Barack Obama spoke to the Democratic National Convention in Colorado 7 years ago, he tried to call a truce in one of the nation's long-running social debates.
We may not agree on abortion, but surely we can agree on reducing the number of unwanted pregnancies in this country.
Soon after that speech, Colorado launched an experiment aimed at doing that. The results have been dramatic, but as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, efforts to expand the program using taxpayer money have hit a political roadblock.
We're really sitting in the middle of a clinic here, so this is our family planning area.
Liz Romer runs a clinic at Children's Hospital outside Denver, where teenagers and young women can get free and confidential birth control. 6 years ago, this clinic and dozens of others around the state began focusing on long-acting forms of contraception, such as IUDs and hormonal implants. Research shows they're much more reliable at preventing pregnancy than the pill or condoms, in part, Romer says, because they're less subject to human error.
It gives them something that's a very effective method that doesn't require a daily decision not to get pregnant.
Despite their effectiveness, less than 5% of teenagers on birth control nationwide use the long-acting forms. Implants and IUDs require a healthcare provider to put them in place, and the upfront cost can be high, hundreds of dollars apiece. At the Children's Hospital Clinic, supplies are kept behind a locked door.
This is an example. This is our device shelf. We've got to be able to come in, grab this, and be able to deliver it to a patient at that moment.
Romer says having the devices on hand is crucial, so young women don't have to make a second visit. But that costs money, and so does training the healthcare providers. Colorado's experiment was funded with a $23 million grant from the Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation, named for the late wife of billionaire Warren Buffett. The results are striking. By 2013, teen births in Colorado had dropped 40%. Compared to a 30% decline nationwide. Abortions among teenagers in Colorado were also down, and the steep drop continued last year. Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper says the resulting savings in Medicaid and government assistance far outweigh the upfront costs.
What greater gift can you give to a teenage, a potential mother, than the opportunity to plan her family so it's when she has children, it's when they're wanted, when she can afford to care for them, and to do it at such a cost-effective way in terms of government spending? It dramatically reduces government spending.
When seed money from the Buffett Foundation ran out this summer, Hickenlooper asked for state funding to continue the program. But Republican state lawmakers like Kathleen Conte said no. Conte complains the long-acting birth control is too expensive and sends the wrong message to teenagers, who should instead be taught to refrain from sex.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think the doctors encourage the kids, now that you've got this, feel free to have sex with everybody. But I think it, by default, takes away one more intimidating problem.
Conte also worries about an increase in sexually transmitted diseases, though there's been no evidence of that in Colorado. Other critics complain the program doesn't require enough parental involvement.
There's a history of politics as it relates to anything family planning related.
Pediatrician Larry Wolk directs the Public Health Department in Colorado. He says the fight for state funding is not over. Wolk wore an IUD as a lapel pin all during this year's legislative debate.
I was just amazed at how many people said, "What is that?" And I said, "It's an IUD." And they're like, "Really? It's so small, it's so lightweight. It's not your mother's IUD for sure."
For now, Colorado's relying on a patchwork of private grants to continue its family planning initiative. At the Children's Hospital Clinic, Liz Romer says it's gratifying to see young women who got their first long-acting birth control 3 years ago now coming back for more.
Just to watch their eyes beam and say, "Yeah, I graduated, and I'm one of the only people in my circle of friends who doesn't have a child, and now I'm managing this, or I'm in this job," and to see that they're still dreaming big.
Romer says she can't imagine turning those young women away for lack of funding. The numbers speak so clearly, she says. It's time to listen. Scott Horsley, NPR News.